something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Responsibility of Prayer.
Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews. You know, the Jews were accusing them. These guys have turned the world upside down. These crazy fellows. Talking about one dead Jesus, you know. Because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. Did you see that? He saw that it pleased the Jews that he killed James. They said, yes, those people, they should die. So, he went further to take Peter also. After all, the Jews were happy. God didn't do anything. Jesus didn't do anything. So what? Come on, let's go. And at this time, the brethren were, James, Apostle James, why didn't he refuse, reject? Why didn't he cancel? Why didn't he confess? What? Confession brings possession. They're wondering why? Then they heard about verse 4. Let's read it. And when he had arrested him, he arrested Peter. He put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Four quadrants of soldiers, meaning four soldiers in a group, and there were four groups. That's 16 soldiers, so they could have different shifts. After these four have watched for a certain number of hours, the other four would take over, and so on. And he kept him there and said, he'll bring him out at Easter time. That's the Passover time, you know. He'll bring him out and then kill him. So from hearing, why didn't James disappear? The prophets used to disappear. Elijah used to disappear. Why didn't James just disappear? Some said, well, Jesus used to sleep through the crowd. Why didn't James just do something like that? And they were all talking. Then somebody ran in and said, Peter has been arrested. This is getting too much. Why does it have to take the death of somebody for us to learn a lesson? Why can't we just learn without paying such a price? Let's look. And when, verse 4, and when he had arrested him, apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intending after he should bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But That's the but that changed everything. He says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made. The church prayed. This was what they didn't do when James was taken. They could have had James. They didn't do this. When Peter was taken, and they said, not again, not again, not again. We're going to pray until something happens. Not again. They prayed. The Bible says prayer was made without ceasing. If Herod could set soldiers to watch without ceasing, to make sure the guy didn't escape, they said, we are going to pray without ceasing. As long as Herod has him, we are going to be praying. I said, this is what they didn't do when James was taken. Whew. You can read the rest of the story. The Bible tells us when Herod was ready to take him, the night before, an angel of God came into the prison. And the chains with which they bound him fell down. The angel said to Peter, get up and let's get out of here. And he didn't go and hide him. He said, go. And I walked through the streets and got to one of the houses where the disciples were and found them still praying. They were still praying. Hallelujah. They were still praying. When your family faces a challenge, when your family is being attacked, what do you do? You sit down there crying? I don't understand all these things. After all, we've been serving God. After all, we pay our tithes. After all, we've been sowing seed. What's happening now? What's happening? You are not ready yet. Because after James is taken, they'll go for Peter. No, you think your son had a problem and that's all. They're coming for you. So it's not, that's not, the devil doesn't stop. And he's got all his little demons rejoicing that they did something. And they say, well, do another one. So what are you going to do about it? Your family got four brothers. All four brothers just lost their jobs. You are keeping quiet. What are you waiting for? Wait till they take Peter in the house. Because they're going to take Peter. They've taken the James of your finances. You've done nothing. Wait until they take the Peter of your account. Because these are teachings and symbolisms. You've got to understand what God is telling you. Satan doesn't just stop. We have to pray. It says, but prayer was made. Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Let's pray. You can pray that there the people who are suffering even beyond our country. We'll talk about those that suffer injustice. The people who are dying every day for nothing. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for a stop. So all over the world, as the Spirit of God stirs up something in your mind, those who are suffering injustice, pray for them.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794 or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.